Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
The first 12 years I was in the life insurance business, I knocked on every door of every lead I purchased. That entailed a lot of driving around, knocking on doors of empty homes. After being told by everyone in the business to never call these people, I went against the odds and picked up the phone. This one event changed the entire business for me and hundreds of agents we've trained since. I now spend my time selling and helping people, not driving around. I've recorded many of my live appointment-setting calls to help you overcome the objections we get on the phone and to give you a system of success to launch you forward in your career. Enjoy.
Hi, is this Phyllis?
Mm-hmm.
Phyllis, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Oh, uh-huh.
This is a program that supplements your government Social Security death benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Winfield tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Jack concerning this.
We won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, you won't?
No.
Hmm. When are you leaving?
Well, we're going to be gone for the day.
Pardon me?
We're going to be gone for the day. I work in the morning, and then we're going to be gone in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, I do have some time in the evening around 7 o'clock, if that would work. And this takes about 20 minutes. It's not a long drawn affair, so it takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
Let me look over here a minute.
Okay.
Don't look like we're going to be here. We're very hard to catch.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding that out. My problem is I'm coming from Hayes. I don't know when I'll be back in the Winfield area, so my difficult. So you don't think you'll be home by 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow evening?
I doubt it, seriously.
Okay. Well, let me do this. I'll give you a call tomorrow evening if you're home. We can visit. If not, we'll catch you next time, I guess.
Okay.
Now, what time? Do you work every day?
No.
Okay. Would you be around Tuesday morning?
This week is a real bad week.
Mm-hmm.
We've got several things we've got going, and I don't really know from one minute to the next what all we've got. I know there's a lot of things we have this week we have to do.
Uh-huh.
And I have some appointments in Wichita this week.
I see.
So.
Okay, we'll keep trying.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Archie Lloyd, please?
Speaking.
Mr. Lloyd, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to me a couple weeks ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Arc City tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes. And I have time in the morning at 10 or 11, in the afternoon after lunch, and in the evening at 7 or 8.
Let's see, tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Monday the 23rd.
23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Monday. I don't know how late I'll be home Monday evening, tomorrow evening, because I got to go get some bills and got to go get some money orders and eat and stuff. I go out and eat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you home during the morning at all?
No.
No?
I work.
Okay, what time do you get home from work usually?
In the morning, I usually get here about 11, 20 minutes or 12.
Okay.
Yeah. from there, I gotta go to the bank tomorrow, so I'll be here probably 15 minutes till 12.
Okay, and then how long will you be home?
Probably about 35 to 40 minutes.
Okay, and then what, do you have to be back to work in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, what time do you get home from work in the afternoon then?
I get off 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'm usually here for a little bit.
Okay. And then you can run and pay some bills in the evening?
Yeah.
You think you'll be back home by, say, 7 or 8 o'clock?
Probably 8 o'clock.
Okay. Let's plan on 8 o'clock then. You're at 1400 South 2nd Street, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you a couple quick questions, so I'll bring the right information along with me. Do you use tobacco products of any kind? Because they give a discount on that kind of stuff.
Tobacco?
Yes.
No.
You don't smoke?
I used to, but I quit.
Okay. How long ago did you quit?
1 year ago.
Wow, good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
They also give a discount if your program is paid through either your checking or savings account. Do you have either one of those?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I ain't going to pay for none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're not going to pay for any of what stuff?
Yeah. Or programs.
Uh-huh.
So, I think I got the deal fairly good.
Mm-hmm. What was your concern when you mailed me the card?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. See what I could probably get out of it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, what you could get out of it?
Yeah. When I can get out of mailing it, I mean, you know, doing it. But, no, I don't think I need to do that right now.
Do you have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
Pardon me?
Do you have any final expense or funeral expense benefits at this time?
None that I know of. No.
Okay. That's probably why you mailed me the card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we do, is we set those programs up for you.
Oh, but, I see.
But there would be an expense involved. There would be a payment you have to make.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing it at this time.
All righty, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Hi, is this Kenneth?
Yeah.
Mr. Robbins, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Yeah.
This is a program that supplements your government Social Security death benefits.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you.
Well, I've already got my insurance.
You just mailed this to me.
No, this is the Global Life.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, this program, this pays an immediate benefit. Your Global Life, you have to wait 2 years.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, this is an immediate
benefit. Well, how much is that for my age?
Be about the same as what you have there. You only have day one benefits. So that's what we'll talk about. I've got time in the morning at 10 or 11. Anytime after lunch, and also time in the evening at 7 or 8. This takes about 20 minutes.
Okay.
You going to be home in the morning around 10?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. I'll bring the right information along. First of all, you're at 400 North 10th Street, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's some discounts that they provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
Yes, I do.
You do use tobacco? Okay, that's fine. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by either your checking or savings account. Do you have either one of those?
Yes, I got a checking account.
Very good. I will see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, could I speak to Calvin or Connie Swisher, please?
I'm Connie. How can I help you?
Connie, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Well, I think we did look into that, but I think what Calvin decided, we both looked at it, and we know that our burial and our funeral, all that's arranged.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that we're living on an income that we can live on if nothing worse happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure that that's our final answer on that, because we, you know, senior citizens, naturally, and Calvin is a terminal patient.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got everything set to where that we feel confident with it, and so So we are not going to do anything at all to change our situation, but we appreciate your calling.
Mm-hmm. What was your concern when you mailed? What was your concern when you mailed me the card?
Well, like, Calvin is the one that mailed it.
Uh-huh.
And he mailed out other cards to other people.
Uh-huh.
So when we begin hearing from this, and I talked to him, and I told him, I said, Calvin, let's do nothing. Because we know that Calvin is a terminal patient.
Uh-huh.
And that he is limited in his time. And I don't want to change any of my stuff because I've got everything set to where that I know how it's going to work and
mm-hmm.
where the money is, you know?
Sure.
So I don't want to change anything, and I don't want him changing anything either. So we are in agreement on that now, that no more,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah,
so,
this wouldn't change anything. You, what this card was requesting was a supplemental benefit program.
Right, and we're not going to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we, on our fixed income, we're comfortable with it, and I don't want to take we have enough to live on every month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also still raising a child.
Oh, I see.
So I am not going to change anything at all. I want to leave it just exactly like it is so that I know where we stand when the worst thing happens to us.
Okay, thank
but
you.
I appreciate your taking the time to call.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Is this Betty?
No, this is her daughter-in-law. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Jim Mall. I need to speak to Betty Dorman. Is she there, please?
No, she's not.
Okay. She had contacted me requesting some information. Do you know when to expect her back?
She'll be here in just a little bit. She just went and got something to eat.
Oh, okay. I'll come back in about 20 minutes then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, could I speak to Janetta Ewing, please?
This is she.
Hi, Ms. Ewing. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've already gotten that all taken care of.
Well, you just mailed this to me.
You mean for medicine?
No. Let me read the card back. This is a government benefit supplement policy. It says, Dear Janetta, we are pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expenses.
Oh.
At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government, up to $15,000 for each person covered.
Right.
To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And that's the reason I was calling. I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain these benefits and go through the qualifications. It takes about 20 minutes, and I just needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you.
Well, Mondays I'm not home all day.
Okay.
I got a new insurance. I go through AARP now.
Uh-huh.
And my old insurance, it was only like $5,000 coverage.
Uh-huh.
And I was paying almost $20 a month, and I'm on AARP now for $14.38 a month, and I get $10,000. So
right.
I'm pretty much covered on my burial.
But do you understand that premium is going to go up every 5 years? And then it cancels when you're 80?
AARP?
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably be dead by the time I'm 80.
Well, that's not the biggest concern. The biggest concern is the premium becomes difficult to pay. It goes from 14 to, you know, let's see, you're what? You're 55, 58 right now.
Yeah, I wish I was 55.
You're 50. So when you turn 60, your premium's going to go up about $10. When you turn 65, it'll go up about $38 when you're 65. And then when you're 70, it jumps again. When you're 75, it jumps again.
I need to call them because that isn't what they told me.
Yeah, it says right in the policy. I can show it to you in the policy. Where our program is a guaranteed premium, guaranteed benefit. Even if you lived 180, our program still pays benefits. And that's the difference. And I've been in the business for 21 years, and I come across probably at least one AARP program every week. And I basically say, go get it. And I'll say, now don't open. I just want to ask you a couple quick questions. And the first question I ask them, I said, does your premium ever go up? And they'll go, no, it never goes up. And I open up and show it to them. I said, right here, it says it goes up every 5 years. She goes, well, they never told me that. And I said, it's in the policy. It's in the policy, and it does go.
Well, I read it. I must not read it very good.
Yeah, it's in there. So.
Get it out again.
Yeah. But anyway, Mike, so I'm going to be in town tomorrow. Now, you said you work all day tomorrow?
Well, I don't work, but we're going to be gone all day.
Yeah, what time are you leaving?
Oh, about 6 in the morning.
Okay, and what time do you think you'll be back?
Oh, Lord, it'll be way after dark.
Okay. All right. Well, let's plan on doing this. Think you'd be home by 8 o'clock?
Oh, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll stop by. If you're there, we'll visit. If you're not, then I'll have to catch you the next time.
Well, why don't you call first?
I don't know that I'll have time to do that. I live in Hayes, so I'll be, I have an appointment every hour. So basically, by the time I get out of one, I got to be the next. So I'll see. If you're there, we'll visit. If you're, I'll show you that AARP stuff. I'll show you how we can fix that for you.
Well, can we make it for another time, really?
Like I said, I live in Hayes. I only get down there, you know, every 2 to 3 months. So, but I'll catch you. If you're there, we'll visit. If you're not, don't worry about it. I'll catch you next time.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Bye.
Matinee Residence.
Hi, can I speak to Jacqueline White, please?
Jacqueline White is not here.
Okay. Well, this is Jim Mall, and I had received a card from her requesting some information. Do you know when to expect her?
What is this about? This is her daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense, I guess. I'll just read the card. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government death benefit does not pay for your final expenses.
Uh-huh.
At present, the government pays $255.
Uh-huh.
Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government, up to $15,000 for each person covered.
Uh-huh.
To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today.
Uh-huh. And she mailed the card.
I have it in my hand right here.
And you are the person that does that, that sends out the information about that?
That is correct.
That is correct. I will speak to her. She's 83.
I see that.
And she's a little bit drifty.
Okay.
Speak to her about that and see if she's interested, and I have your number. I will call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know when you'll have a chance to visit with her concerning this?
It'll be Monday morning.
Okay. Let me give you a different number to call me back at then.
Okay, hold on.
Because I'll be on the road.
Okay.
My name is Jim Mall, M-A-L-L.
Uh-huh.
785.
Uh-huh.
635.
Uh-huh.
1316.
1316.
That's my cell phone. I have that with me all the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Hi, is this Lena Zimmerman?
Yes.
Hi, Lena. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Oh, my daughter sent that in.
Okay. Well, the reason I was calling, Lena, I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain these benefits, and I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you folks concerning this. Takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and does your daughter want to be present when we do this?
Yes, she needs to be, but she'll be working.
Okay, what time does she get off work?
Well, she wouldn't get off till, she gets off at 3:30, but she couldn't be here till 4 anyway.
Okay, should we just plan on doing it at 4 o'clock then?
Well, I can call and tell her.
Okay, and you're 1214 South F Street, is that correct?
Yes, now is this death benefit?
That is correct.
Well, I don't think I really need it, but I'll call her, and she can be here, and you can tell her.
Okay. We will visit with her about it, and I'll visit with the both of you tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Lena. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Ronald Upton, please?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Upton, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. Do you remember mailing that to
me? Okay, yeah.
Well, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes. I have time in the morning at 11, after lunch at 1 or 2, or in the evening at 8?
11's fine.
11 o'clock. And you're at 1807 North 7th Street, is that correct? Okay. And so I'm bringing the right information along. There's a couple of discounts that they provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Pardon me?
No.
Good. Okay. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by either your checking or savings account. Do you have either one of those?
I have a checking account.
Okay. So you don't have to, but they give a discount. Okay. I will see you tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is a program that supplements your government Social Security death benefits. And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Arc City tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes. I've got time in the afternoon at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, or in the evening at 8 o'clock.
Okay, why don't you come about 2 tomorrow?
2 o'clock? Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're at 305 Windsor, apartment 611, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this area?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Hayes, but I've worked in Arc City since probably 1989 or 19.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know where you're at.
Okay. All righty.
And you'll be there at 2 o'clock tomorrow?
Okay. Yes, I will.
And so let me ask you a couple quick questions. So I'll bring the right information along. They've got some discounts they provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Don't smoke or anything like that? Good for you.
No.
Okay. They also give a discount if your program is paid by either your checking or your savings account. Do you have either one of those?
I have a checking account.
Very good. I will see you tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Patsy.
You.
Look forward to it. Bye-bye. Yes, can I speak to Gilbert or Nicole Ramirez, please?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is a program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits. And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Arc City tomorrow to explain these benefits. I needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Gilbert concerning this.
It takes
about 20 or 30 minutes. You got a busy schedule tomorrow?
Just a second. Let me talk to my husband.
Okay.
Hello, this is Gilbert. Can I help you?
Yes, Mr. Ramirez. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you folks requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is a program that supplements the government Social Security death benefits. And the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Arc City tomorrow to explain the benefits and just needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you and Nicole concerning this. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes, so it's not a long drawn-out affair.
I don't remember.
Let me read the card to you.
Okay.
This is a government benefit supplement policy. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expense. At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government, up to $15,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage-paid card today. And that's all I do is I just go through the qualifications. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes to explain the benefits. But I don't like to just drop in on folks. I'm from Hayes, and so it's a pretty good drive for me. So, but I do have time in the afternoon at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock or in the evening.
Well, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow.
Pardon me?
I've got doctor's appointments tomorrow and stuff.
Okay.
I won't be in town tomorrow.
What time do you think you'll be back?
Probably, I don't know for sure.
I think you'll be back by, say, 7 or 8 o'clock tomorrow evening?
Well, yeah, it should be.
Okay. Well, let's shoot for this, and I'll schedule for my last appointment, which is 8 o'clock. If you're there, we'll visit. If you're not, don't worry about it. I said, I'll just schedule you for my 8 o'clock. My last appointment today is at 8 o'clock. I'll just schedule you for that. If you're there, we'll visit. If you're back, if you're not, we'll catch you the next time.
why don't we just wait for another time? Because I don't want to be rushed around in case I can't make it.
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
We'll just make another appointment, okay?
Well, I won't be back in Ark City probably till, let's see, this is March. It'll be sometime probably in June. June or July.
That'll be all right. That'll be fine. Cause, okay. I just got so many things I got to get taken care of right now. So.
Okay. Well, like I said, I got several people I got to see tomorrow evening. So, like I said, I'll stop if you're there. We'll visit. If you're not, don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye. Hi, is this Dorothy?
Yes.
Hi, Dorothy. This is Jim Mall from Hayes. I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Do
you remember mailing that to me?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay. Well, the reason I was calling, I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain these benefits and needed to determine a convenient time I could visit with you in Bedford concerning this.
Well, I just wanted you to send me some information on it.
Well, that we did. In fact, you and I talked in your office. I don't know if you remember, your nephew Brady and I played baseball together in college, and you and I and your son sat in your office and talked about this about 6 months ago. And I said, if you're interested, just drop this card back in the mail to me, and I have it in my hand.
I'm sorry, I don't even remember that. So,
really?
Yeah, it's not going to be possible tomorrow. If you could drop off some information, fine.
What'd you do with the last packet of information I left with you?
I don't know. let's just forget it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So, I didn't realize it, I don't know when I got the card, but it was. Do you remember when you sent me the card?
It was sent to you about this time last month.
Yeah, that must be.
You emailed it back to me on the 24th of February, so you got it about the third week of February.
Okay. Well, I don't know, but tomorrow's not going to be a good day, and. Because I've got appointments most of them tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll just stop by the office.
You're talking to other people. I mean, you're not just making this trip for us.
Oh, no. I'll be there all day tomorrow. So, like I said, I'll stop by the office sometime and catch you.
All right. If you want to try to do that, that'd be fine.
Okay.
All
thanks.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm sorry to be so vague about it.
Well, I understand. You're busy.
I just got back from showing houses, and so that's why my brain is not on what you're talking about. Sorry.
Okay. I'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? How may I help you?
Yes. Can I speak to Pam Spohr, please?
Who is this?
Jim Mall.
Hello?
Hi, Pam. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is a program that will help supplement your government.
There's only been somebody out here.
Not from my organization, it wouldn't have been.
What about what?
Let me read the card to you. It's because I live in Hayes, and I'm the only person that works in the York City area. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expense. At present, the government pays $255.
Right.
Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government, up to $15,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And that's all I do is I'd go through the pricing and the qualification. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes. But the reason I was calling, I don't like to just drop in on folks, and so I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow in the area. Just wanted to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got time after lunch at 1, in the afternoon at 3 or 5, or in the evening at 7 or 8.
The safest bet would be 8.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
Where exactly is 9761 302nd Road?
When you get in town,
mm-hmm.
just head towards south over the river bridge.
Okay.
And then, do you have a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
You just call me, I'll tell you.
Okay.
From there.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Yes, could I speak to William Shank, please?
Yes.
Mr. Shank, this is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program. This is the program that will help supplement your government Social Security death benefits.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember mailing that to me?
No.
Let me read it back to you. You mailed it to me a couple weeks ago. It says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expense.
Okay.
At present, the government pays $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government, up to $15,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And that's the reason I was calling. I'm going to be in Ark City tomorrow to explain the benefits of this program.
Oh.
And just needed to determine a convenient time I could get this information to you.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Monday the 23rd. I've got time left in the afternoon at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. In the evening at 5 o'clock or 7 or 8 o'clock.
Hmm. O'clock would probably be the best time.
Okay. I could do it at either 12 or 1, whatever works for you. If it's 12 o'clock, it would be better. I could eat lunch at 1 o'clock. Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. We're moving up to 12 then.
Okay. Well, they're 12 o'clock. You're at 828 South Summit Street, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so I bring the right information with me. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. They have some discounts that they provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
No.
Don't smoke or chew or anything like that?
No.
Good. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by either your checking or your savings account. Do you have either one of those?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I will see you tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shank. Bye-bye. Your benefits for the same money. So we can take a look at it for you. Wouldn't take but a few minutes. I've got time left tomorrow in the afternoon at 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock or in the evening at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, we're usually around here.
Okay, you're around during the day?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 o'clock be okay?
Yeah.
All right. And you folks are at 1205 South 2nd, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Both you and Melvin will be there at 3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will see you then.
All right.
Thanks, Shirley.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Yes, can I speak to Sierra Sue Stout, please?
Concerning what?
This is concerning a card that I had received from you requesting information. This is on our senior final expense program.
Oh, on her senior final thing? Yes. Okay, hold on just a minute.
Thank you.
This is on your senior final thing that you sent that card for? Life insurance? Hello?
Hi, Ms. Stout. This is Jim Mall, and I'm calling in regards to the card that you had sent to me requesting information on our senior final expense program. This is a program that supplements your government Social Security death benefits.
Well, now, see, I don't know about that. I'm going to be 67, but
okay.
I've never been married.
That's okay.
Well, I thought it just applied to people that were married.
The government death benefits do, but our program provides benefits to anyone. It's a supplemental benefit to that. So, yeah, your facts are correct that the $255 government death benefit has to be paid to a spouse. But our benefits can be paid to anybody you want.
And how much was that?
That's what we'll talk about. Let me read the card back. I think it'll make a little more sense. But it says, we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what the government death benefit does not pay for your final expenses. At present, that government benefit pays $255 if you qualify. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by the government benefit, up to $15,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage paid card today. And so, yeah, the cost of the program will be determined by you based on the benefits that you want. And that's what we'll be talking about. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes, so it's not a long drawn-out affair. But I come from Hayes, and I don't like to just drop in on folks. And so I call ahead. I do have time left tomorrow evening at either 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Okay. What about 5 o'clock?
Okay, that would be fine. What is your address there in Winfield?
1114 East 7th Street.
East 7th, okay. 114 East 7th. And so I bring the right information along. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. They have some discounts that they provide. Do you use tobacco products of any kind? Good. And they also give a discount if your program is paid by either your checking or your savings account. Do you have either one of those?
I have a checking.
Very good. I will see you tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Dow. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.